And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Genesis Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I've got great guests lined up for you today. We're going to be talking to Jason Pudney with Crooked Canes. I have Trey Soria with American Family Insurance. And we also will be talking to Kathy Dunnington with Cats Artistic Designs. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor. Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
From nurses to truck drivers, doctors to grocery clerks, the front lines in today's crisis are filled with brave actions every day. And you can do your part by completing the 2020 census. This simple effort online, by phone, or by mail will help impact the next 10 years of healthcare, schools, and roads. All of our first responders need your response. So go to 2020census.gov today. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Larry Green Chevrolet is committed to their community, customers, and staff in taking extra steps to maintain a healthy, sanitary workplace while still meeting the needs of customers. With this in mind, Larry Green Chevrolet has introduced Purchase Power for the People. Start at home. Reserve your vehicle, get pre-qualified, even value your trade-in all online at LarryGreenChevrolet.com. Imagine all the paperwork just waiting for your review and signature. Create your best car deal in your very own home. LarryGreenChevrolet.com. And now that you have time, schedule your existing vehicle for routine maintenance. Purchase power for the people. Completely hassle-free from Larry Green Chevrolet. Buy online or over the phone, and they'll deliver your new or used vehicle to your door. Shop from the comfort of your home with Larry Green Chevrolet, just off Rodeo Drive next to Walmart in Cottonwood, at LarryGreenChevrolet.com.
Compass Training Center AZ is your locally owned and operated outdoor public shooting range in Chino Valley with a 40-acre facility offering 50 shooting lanes on 50 and 100-yard ranges, indoor restrooms, and the finest range safety staff in the business. We also offer firearms training classes from beginner to advanced. At Compass, we believe training should be available and affordable to all. Please check our website, compasstrainingaz.org, for our hours of operation and upcoming events.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, with KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I'm here with my first guest who is calling in, Jason Pudney with Crooked Canes. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Lorette. How are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good.
I know you're out there hustling and been busy, haven't you?
Yes, we have been.
I hear it. That's why you're not in the studio today with us. But
yeah, I would have loved to have been there, but we had to stay here to make sure that these kids get the art kits that we're passing out.
What? You're passing out art kits? Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, what we're doing is we're doing week-long art kits. We're giving activities for about an hour to hour and a half for kids to do every day. We have them available for pickup at our gallery Monday through Friday. Like I said, each kit comes, with the week's worth of activities.
So it keeps your kids busy for the full week.
Yeah, it gives parents and kids sanity from each other for at least 45 minutes to an hour.
For every day.
Yes.
So that's perfect. I got to tell you, what inspired you guys to do this?
Well, our business primarily works with youth, and we were very affected by this, so we were trying to figure out what we can do, and we know that a lot of students were having a hard time getting things to do, so we decided to start giving out art kits so that they can stay creative at home.
Now, Jason, is there a cost for these art kits?
No, the kits are free. We just ask if people are able to, the families are able to donate $5 a kit. If not, then we totally understand. Our main mission is just to make sure that all the kids around have art kits and stay creative during this pandemic that we're going through.
Wow, that's amazing. And thank you guys for doing that for the community. It is a great way to keep the kids involved and still get the kids active.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
I have to tell you, I picked up an art kit last week, the week before?
The first week we did it.
Yes, the first week. And because I have a younger child, it's taken us a little while to get through it. But it has really kept her entertained. We did one with a balloon and some yarn around it. She had a blast. So the different types of projects that you guys are including on here are really fun.
Yeah, they're pretty fun, simple projects. And like this week we're doing, we've kind of switched it up a little bit and did it a little bit more age appropriate for preschool through 9 years old. They're getting a spiral art, they're getting bubble paint, bubble wrap paint, they're getting a garden kit, and then what else is on there? There's a couple other things on there, and then the older ones are getting the same, kind of garden kit, some watercoloring. And we're doing art cards again.
You said bubble wrap paint?
Yeah, instead of sponge paint, you use bubble wrap and you dip it in paint and you can decorate some flower pots. Pretty cool. We give them a canvas to demonstrate on and they can decorate their little garden kits that we're giving them any way that they wish to.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of fun that, I would have never even thought about that. I mean, with all of us ordering and doing all kinds of packaging, we certainly have bubble wrap around the house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's a great, fantastic idea. And you guys are going to continue to do this week after week. And when does this program stop?
Well, it ends the last week of May. We will be ceasing this at the end of May. We're going to try to do something similar to it, but not quite as complex throughout the summer. But we're going to roll out our summer programs if we get back to doing what we're able to do.
What kind of summer programs are you guys talking about rolling out?
So we're going to do weekly classes. Still do our traditional classes Monday through Friday, and then we're also going to be doing our murals out in the community as well.
Oh, fun! So you guys are out in the community painting murals now?
Yeah, that's we're getting ready to roll that out in May.
Oh my gosh! So do you have to be a really good artist to do that? Because I would imagine you don't want a stick figure out there.
Oh, we take in all of our students that we work with. They get a chance to paint on there. Obviously, we're going to have the ones that can do the detail, and then the other ones be able to help with, the basic stuff as well.
Filling it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. And so are the programs for any specific age group, or is it all ages?
Well, they're going to be for ages 5 through 17 again, once we get rolling out on our summer projects.
And so for right now, though, you guys are doing the takeaway art kits.
Yes, and they're from preschool all the way up till senior in high school.
So if I get there, do I need to honk my horn and let you know I'm there, or how does this work?
Most of the time we see you as you pull up, but if not, there's our number's on the door. It's 636-0828, and you just call us and tell us you're there, and we come out and bring you a kit.
And do we have to tell you, hey, what age your kid is?
Yeah, we prefer that if you can, if anybody can log on to our website and email us and just kind of tell us, how many kids so that we're ready for them when they get here.
Oh, that's a great idea. So that way you're not scrambling and...
Yeah, make it quick and seamless and easy for everybody. They can just in and out process.
I know, and I'm due for a kit, so I'm telling you, we're definitely due. It's a lot of fun, and it did keep at least my daughter entertained, and she had fun with it all. Even the little mini canvas that you guys provided for her, I mean, she just really owned her own piece of art, and anybody that walks through the door, you know, she's like, that's mine. And it's really cute. So, and she was able to make some great gifts for the grandparents as well.
Well, that's the stories that we love to hear, and that's what makes us keep going and do what we do, is to keep our youth in the community imaginative and creative, so that that way we can stay, you know, all of us can stay creative as well.
Yeah, and I really like the different types of projects that you guys have. Like you said, it changes every week, so they're quite different. The kids aren't bored. And it allows the parents to just have, you know, 1 hour of just freedom, you know, a little bit of time to, and, you know, doing the arts and craft work with them, it was kind of a stress reliever for me, too, I just have to say. You know, helping her color in some stuff and helping her do some stuff and working together, it was a huge stress reliever on my end, so I was not so frustrated with her when we were going back to doing our normal stuff.
Yeah, we always say that art is a great stress reliever. It takes you out of reality for 30 minutes to an hour, however long you decide to sit down and draw or color or whatever it is, your type of medium. But it takes you away and it gets you a release from everything that's going on. So when you go back to reality, you're able to, you know, get all your ducks in a row and approach your problems in a straightforward manner instead of being, you know, scramble-headed and trying to be stressed out and figure out what's going on.
Absolutely. Jason, are you guys looking for any donations? If anybody is out there wanting to donate to your cause or wanting to help you with this, I mean, what if there's some people out there that say, you know what, I have billions of beads in my basement, this would be a great art project, or I've got, you know, tons of paint. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we're open for donations. I mean, obviously we don't want trash, but we take older art supplies, stuff like that, and we can reuse most of them. But we also are looking for sponsors as well. We've had quite a few of the sponsors around town here help us. And we would like to, you know, continue that and have as many sponsors that we can to help us out.
So any type of sponsorship, so if anybody wants to help out for a good cause, especially during this time, to contact you, Jason?
Yeah, you can contact me or Dell at Cricket Canes or Arizona Resin Teaching Service. 928-636-0828, and talk to one of us and find out how you can help get one of these kits into the youth of our community.
Now, Jason, where are you guys located?
We're located out in Chino Valley, right when you come into Chino Valley by Gabby's Kitchen. We're in Suite B5 there, 2235 South State Route 89.
And it's Windy City Plaza. It's there. There's all kinds of stuff in that plaza.
Yep.
So you're easy to find. And I know a big landmark for you guys is a guy named Picasso.
What's that?
A guy named Picasso is a big landmark to find you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'll see our 7-foot monkey out front. He's usually out there unless it's windy or rainy, but you'll see him, 7-foot stuffed monkey, normally hanging out front of our gallery.
And his name is Picasso, right?
Yes, his name is Picasso.
Yeah, so that's how we know you're open. And that's how you know to go and find you guys. And actually, it is fun to go by and drive and look for that big old monkey. And I heard the monkey has a new pet.
Yeah, he's got a dog named Van Gogh, and then he's got a little a little son named Picasso III.
Ah, okay. You guys are definitely having too much fun out there. But I'm glad to see it. Jason Pudney, and you guys are doing fantastic work. We appreciate everything that you're doing for the community. If anybody wants to get an art kit, they need to contact you. Or can they find you on Facebook as well?
Yeah, they can find us on Facebook at Arts, Arizona Resin Teaching Services, or Crooked Canes Art and More.
And then, or just stop, they can stop by, give you a call saying, I'm ready for my art kit. Or just pick up an art kit for your kids, and if you have multiple kids, give them a courtesy call and let them know that you're coming down and get your art kit. Jason Pudney with Crooked Canes, thank you so much for being here today, Jason. I appreciate all the hard work you're doing for our community. All right, you guys have fun delivering your art kits. All right, bye-bye. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hello, Radioland folks. This is Roxanne giving you a status update on Prescott Brewing Company. We are manning our phones when we can, with most asking if we are doing takeout food to go. I only have 30 seconds here, so the short answer is no. We are not at this time. We're using this time to make much-needed repairs to our kitchen flooring, so please be patient with us. We cannot wait to cook and serve you again. Prescott Brewing Company, doing the best we can to become fun and friendly again. Brewpub style. See you when we open.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Free yourself from the drama and focus more on your education. Make the switch to Primavera Online High School and get a high-quality education at home. We're 100% online, tuition-free, and offer a rigorous and personalized education. It's not too late. Make the switch today. Enroll at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Money back from Gettles? Listen up, because this is a cool deal. Earn up to $1,600 in possible rebates with Gettles, the premier Lennox dealer in Northern Arizona. The guys and gals at Gettles can help you put cash in your pocket with huge spring savings on a new central air conditioning system. So call now to schedule your free in-home evaluation, 928-772-2751, or visit GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is Lorette Brashear with KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I'm here with my next guest. I'm so excited to have her here. Her name is Kathy Dunnington, and she's with Katz Artistic Designs. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Perfect. I'm so glad to have you. You do a lot for our community and a lot for the Chamber of Commerce, too.
Thanks.
Some of the things that I know that you've done for us is you help help us document everything by taking photos of events. You know, we've been so bad. You know, we concentrate on doing these events and putting these events together, and then the one thing you forget is taking photographs of what actually happened because you're running around like with a chicken and no head. And so we're just grateful that you've come on board and helping us doing that.
Well, thank you. I really enjoy doing
photography.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely. And so what made you get into photography?
Well, I was going to school for Associates of Fine Art, and I wanted to take pictures and then paint them.
Wow.
But I fell in love with the photography part of it, too.
Wow. So you were going to school originally for painting.
Yeah.
And then you decided, well, you needed kind of some good subject matter to paint.
Yeah.
And that's how you fell in love with photography.
Right.
Wow. That's kind of an unusual story. And so how long have you been doing photography?
Well, I graduated in 2018, so it hasn't been a whole long time, but I had the desire when I was younger, and it just blossomed from there.
So is this a second kind of career for you?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, fun. So what was the first career?
I was a paramedic for Lifeline and down in Phoenix.
So you definitely went to something less stressful.
Definitely.
So from a paramedic all the way now to photography, taking pictures, and I know you like to do a little bit of oil painting as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. What type of, like, do you just, like, what kind of things do you paint?
I landscapes most of the time. Oh. I did take a portrait class with Steve Mason two semesters ago.
Gotcha. And I understand you have some kind of arts family.
Yes, we do.
So it doesn't, it's just going down, right down that family tree.
Yes.
You were saying your mother does it?
My grandmother did oil paintings, and she did the loom and all that kind of stuff, too. And then my dad did oil painting. My sister does watercolor, and my brother is ink and paper.
Wow. I have to say, my family is not any of those. At all. And I wish somebody was, at least, you know, to help me out with any of the school projects, because I always had to draw something and I'm like, I can't draw a thing. But that's amazing that pretty much that's your entire family has gotten really involved in the arts. Definitely. So some of the things that you, like you said, you've been a photographer not that long, is kind of a second career for you.
Yeah.
Quite amazing. Do you have anything that you love to photograph? What's your favorite, like, subject matter?
I love taking pictures of landscapes. Well, whatever I can. I mean, people are fantastic, and catching them on the spur of the moment is always fun.
When they're not looking, when they're not posing.
Yeah,
to kind of get that realistic image of what's really going on. And you do others, like, you know, weddings or...
Yes. I do weddings, and I do portraits and family portraits. I've done high school portraits and stuff like that, too.
Oh, yeah. And so now with everything going on, have you done, like, any of the high schoolers? Have they come out yet?
No.
This is a perfect opportunity.
Well, I was trying to behave myself, you know, stay home and kind of stuff.
Stay home, yes, definitely. Well, you know, there is a couple photographers that are doing it. Front door photos. You've seen that on the news. You know,
yeah.
We'll take your photo with the whole family using, you know, your front door, that kind of stuff. And they're all great photos. And that's more of like the realistic. So if anybody was to contact you and say, hey, can you do one of them in front of my barn?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that. See, and I think that's what makes Chino Valley so unique is that we do have barns and horses and things like that. So those pictures just come more to life. So we were talking about all this great stuff that you're doing. What's like your favorite work that you've ever done? You know, is it?
I really enjoyed a couple of weddings I have done in the past. But I really like the singers. The two singers that I have done, I've done more, but the two singers that I can think of right off the bat are members of the family that I'm really close to. So they knew me and they were relaxed and I didn't have to break the barrier of getting to know them, which.
Right. And so were they musicians that sing? Is that what it was? Like, were you doing like photos for their band?
I was doing it for the graduation pictures.
Oh, fun.
So, one of them, they both are very outdoors people. So we went to the lake once and to the woods the other one. And they turned out really neat and really nice.
And, you know, being in Arizona, we have such great scenery. And so it's not hard, I would imagine, to take a bad photo here.
I don't think you can. I mean, there's so many that you can, you know, get and stuff. But as a photographer, you really want to get that tax sharp picture and
right.
Have them relax too. You
know? How do you educate yourself to take a better picture? I know like some of us, I'm horrible at taking photos. There's always my thumb in there. I'm horrible at selfies, you know, any of that kind of stuff. And, but is there a way, like, you know, if you take a bad photo, how do you remember, what do you do to not take a bad photo?
Well, as with the cameras that I have two, and they have, I go into manual modes, and there's a lot of things that you have to use to get the perfect picture, but I'm always doing online training and stuff like that, and then going out and practicing what they do.
Practicing what they do. Wow. That's amazing. And is there, what makes a good picture stand out from just an average photo?
There's a lot of issues that you need to look at. The lighting, and if you want it dramatic, you have to have less light. If you want to have playful, you have to catch them at the right time. And your ISO and your aperture and your speeds, your shutter speeds and all that play a big part in all of that.
That's so interesting because I had no idea about any of that stuff. So shutter speeds is what you're saying captures, like how quickly it can capture that.
Right.
Interesting. You know, yeah. You can tell I'm definitely not a photographer. I just use my phone to snap every photo possible. Mm-hmm. And it's not always great. And sometimes, you know, we do need those professional photos taken, whether it's family photos, and those are always great, especially to mark an occasion. But you know, if you're a pregnant woman, those are always, you know, great. It's like landmarks are all right. The great photos to start taking. And I keep telling you, I'm definitely going to get with you and start taking my photos because I am long overdue for some photos. And so I need to do that. And so you're a great person to contact for photos. And then we were talking about, like, what type of art has influenced you the most? Or is there like an artist or somebody that you really took after?
I really like Leonardo da Vinci. Those are the Renaissance period, and the detail. I'm not very good at abstract.
Okay.
I'm more focused, and everything has to be there. You know, I like getting a picture of somebody and they're in focus, but the background's and faded out and stuff like that. So you can really stand out and make sure that.
I would have never even thought about that, but you have done photos for us like at the Chino Valley Job Fair. And the way you capture just people going through looking for a job, people talking amongst each other, it was just phenomenal. It was just the realism that you got from it. And like I said, the first time we had photos. Yay, we had photos this year. And we're going to be helping us out at the Wine Bites and Brew Festival.
Yes.
Which we're very excited about, too, because that's another one where we've just been running around and have lacked photos. And you've helped us with numerous other photos that just really capture our community in Chino Valley and just everything that's going on out there.
We have a very beautiful city, and it's not that hard to bring out and show people that what we do.
Everything that we do out there. And you live in Paulden, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're not far. You love the town. You can definitely go out there, take photos. If anybody wanted to get a hold of you to take photos, what would they need to do?
You can call me. My number is 928-308-1142. And if you want to look and see what I do, I do have a website.
Oh, perfect.
And
yes.
That's Cats. I just had a brain fart. Sorry. Cats.
No worries. It happens to us all.
CatsArtisticDesigns.com.
Cats Artistic Designs. So is it spelled with a C or a K?
K. And it's K-A-T-Z as in zebra. And then Artistic Designs.
Cats Artistic Designs. I got to tell you, what is the most difficult part in being a photographer? Because I can tell you a million things, but what for you? You know, what's the hardest thing about being a photographer?
I love being able to take pictures and just give them away. And it's very hard for me to put a price on what I want to do for free. I love it, but I do have to make a living sometime along the line.
Well, and plus, you know, it's the time and the effort, you know, on looking at these photos, and I guess you guys edit them and really go in. Is that what you guys do?
Yeah, I'm with Creative Live, I think it is. No, it's Adobe software, and perfect. It's Photoshop, Lightroom. And then for the graphic design parts, I do the Illustrator and another brain fart.
And you have a graphic design background.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's interesting. So how do the two, like, kind of play in together? I mean, I bet you that's, you know, one goes after another, graphic design right into the artwork. I mean, wow, that's phenomenal. And like you said, you have a website so people can come and see what you've done. You've done phenomenal things. I've seen some of the things that the work that you've done. It's just great. And right now is probably a great time while we're all at home thinking about, you know, if you're wanting to take some family photos, this is probably the best time to do it. And you can still do it social distancing.
Yes.
And be apart and being in the outdoors and mm-hmm. really capturing these moments while the kids are not in school, you know. Hey guys, you know, if you're working from home, that might be a really great opportunity. And you're also helping a local business yeah. as well. And that's, you. So yeah definitely.
Give me a call.
Absolutely. I want to ask, I always ask the one thing is, what was the one thing you wish you knew before you got started? Like, is that like maybe this, I wish I knew that this didn't cost as much or.
Well, my husband says with all the equipment I have, I could probably buy a house now, but.
Wow.
No, the more you know, the more you want more equipment and more.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's just like anything. You get involved in something and you start off small, and then the more you get more involved, you get the cooler stuff and the better stuff and you get an upgrade. And yeah, I definitely, that's with anything. And so you can definitely see, Kathy, that you have a passion for photography and that you absolutely love what you do. And it's so exciting to know that this is a second career for you. And
yeah.
So you retired already. So I guess you were still bored or wanted to do something you really love now.
Yeah.
And that's a great example to show people, like, hey, you know, you can go ahead and retire, but you can. Like you said, you had this love for photography for quite some time now.
Yeah.
So we've got Kat's Artistic Design. And once again, give us your website and phone number where people can get a hold of you.
It's Kat's, K-A-T-Z, artisticdesigns.com. And my phone number is 928-308-1142.
And that's 308-1142 to get your photography needs. Kat's Photography, Artistic Design, fantastic. Kathy Dennington, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate having you. And we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Valley View's takeout menu is good to go. You can order takeout dinners anytime for just $9.99. 16 delicious entrees to choose from. Valley View's Grab and Eat breakfast burritos are a big, hearty helping, starting at just $4.99. And your classic cheeseburger and fries, just $7.99. Spend $20 and Valley View's will give you a $5 coupon off your next order. Call ahead for quick pickup or curbside delivery. 772-2053. That's 772-2053. Valley View's next to Safeway in Prescott Valley. You're good to go at Valley View's Cafe.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Where the long, cool summer is about to start.
In Alaska, maybe, but we're here in Arizona.
Yeah, but if you get a brand new air conditioner from us...
you'll have a long, cool summer. I get it.
And if the listeners get it, they'll save a lot of money right now.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Save money now on a brand new air conditioning system from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Visit GettlesHDM.com or be sure to see Cindy at Costco. Don't settle. Get Gettle's.
We're told that staying in the moment is one path to a happy life. The Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center is here to help you on that journey. Rest assured that when it comes to your breast health, YRMC's Breast Care Center sets the standard of excellence in our community. What does that mean to you? It means state-of-the-art screening technology, exceptional and experienced providers, a compassionate and supportive team. And, if you need it, YRMC's Breast Care Center is ready with the most advanced diagnostic studies and customized treatment options. Staying in the moment. Inspired by you.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Planning is underway on how to reopen the economy and lift stay-at-home orders.
We're currently reviewing the President's recommendations and working closely with the Arizona Department of Health Services and our other local health departments to determine when it will be safe to start opening up businesses and other operations.
Maricopa County Public Health Medical Director Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein says everyone is working in cooperation to follow guidelines that have been set.
It's also important to be able to have enough healthcare capacity so that if we see a surge in patients who need care, require hospitalization or intensive care, that we're able to meet those needs.
She says they're looking at what will put everyone in the best position to relax social distancing and allow businesses to reopen safely. Testing is a key component.
We know that among the things that are important is having enough testing available.
Mostly sunny and warmer later this week, chilling to a mostly clear overnight low near 41. Then breezy highs near 66 tomorrow with a 20% chance for lunchtime showers. Up to 74 Wednesday, 78 Thursday. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to a mostly clear 46. A mostly sunny high near 74 tomorrow with those same spot showers up to 83 Wednesday, 88 Thursday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Chino Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We live in interesting times, and the security of knowing what's in store for us in the future is up in the air for now. However, that doesn't mean that we can't make the best of what we have. There is a silver lining under every cloud, you know. Here at Olson's in Prescott, we've been looking at ways that we can make these times easier for you, your pets, and your wild birds. That means delivering to those who can't or don't want to leave their houses for one reason or another. These days, that can mean self-quarantine, or at the very least, social distancing. On a side note, did you ever think we'd be talking about this? Be that as it may, however, if pet food / wild bird delivery is a solution for you, just call 445-1664. We're offering free delivery within 10 miles of our Prescott store with orders of $25 or more. When you call, just give our associate your order, pay by credit card, and if you call before our delivery vehicle leaves, you can possibly even get your order the same day. Our mission is the health of your animals, and for us, good enough just isn't. We're waiting to hear from you.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Chino Valley Talk of the Town. So I'm here with our next guest. I have Trey Soria. Is that how I say it? Perfect. And you're with American Family Insurance. All kinds of stuff going on. I know that there's all, how are you guys handling this whole pandemic? Are you guys working from home?
Oh, I knew that was going to get brought up.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
So everybody, that's all everybody talks about is,
right.
COVID-19 and all the pandemic stuff. So what we're actually doing is we are working from home now. So everybody in the office is working from home. But we can go into the office if we need certain things, you know, printed or, you know, files done or anything like that. Other than that, our number is actually transferred over to our manager.
Perfect.
So she's working from home. So if anybody ever does need anything, we're not shut down. We can still help out any client that we ever need to. But we are not actually physically in the office anymore. So that's the only way that really we're kind of affected so much by it.
Right.
Other than that, insurance is insurance and everybody needs it. So
absolutely.
We still help out.
I think all of us are kind of, you know, now that we're home, mm-hmm. I'm actually taking the time and really looking at my bills. And especially because I really have to be honest, I haven't really gone through it in length. I see it and pay it. But especially, you know, going through some of your bills, and insurance was one of the ones that I'm looking at going, well, you know what? Now that I have some extra time, maybe it's the time to get a quote, mm-hmm. start looking at things, because I wasn't sure. Am I overpaying? Am I paying too much? Is it too high?
Mm-hmm.
And it really started, it kind of opens your eyes when
yes.
you start realizing. And how often should you be getting an insurance quote?
So I guess what I, the correct answer for that one is going to be I would recommend every 2 to 3 years you want to get an insurance quote.
Gotcha.
Now, one thing is that everybody needs to keep in mind is that prices always change throughout insurance companies. They're always going to. Everybody
right.
has their own little way they want to think about insurance, you know, whether they like it or they don't. However, to be upfront and real with everybody, prices are going to change no matter what. Typically what happens in this 2 year period, you get a thank you letter when you first come on, you know, and this isn't just my company. This is pretty much insurance all along. So you get a thank you letter. We have great insurance on you and so on and so on. And then about a year goes by, they call you for your renewal. They say, hey, look, this is what we're going to do because you've stuck with us for a year. We're going to go ahead and give you a discount. So after that, what they're going to do the next year is go ahead and call you. And typically, there's no discount after that second year, usually. However, a lot of companies still will, and that's why you always want to be calling around every 2 years and even call your own insurance company and say, hey, this is what I have going on. You guys have been awesome with me. What can we do? How can you guys help me out a little more? Or how are you helping me out a little more? Can you explain to me? Is it possible that we can sit down and we can go over my insurance needs so we can help you out? I always like to tell my clients that all the time, my customers, my clients, I don't look at them as customers so much. I look at them as, you know, people that I know.
Right.
You know, because we're all a small town in Chino Valley. I want to be able to know you. I want to be able to say hi to you. I mean, shoot, we go to Safeway all the time, right? And we're going to see everybody. So we might as well say hi and see how you're doing.
Absolutely.
This isn't just insurance for
I don't
for
know
us.
If it's ever happened to you, but every time I go into Safeway, it's the one time it's like I just need, I'm in and out, you know, you're in sweats, your sweatshirt, you're just looking horrible. And that's when you run into everyone.
Yep.
It's never
everybody.
When you're like dressed nice and, you know, looking professional.
Yeah.
You know? It's always when you need just to run in, grab one ingredient, and that's when you
and back home.
Back home.
Yeah, it usually happens when I have the kids with me too, and it's like, you know, all right, we got to go, we got to get this stuff for dinner, and got to get home. And there's somebody I know. There's somebody I know. I walk down the aisle. There's somebody I know. And
right.
It's
right.
Like, okay, well, dinner's gonna be a little late, kids, because you know, I guess
it's gonna
be
late.
Yeah, dad's talking a little bit, but yeah, it hasn't really. The COVID-19 issue hasn't really affected. So much as, you know, our business, but it has affected
right.
that we can't be there to talk with our clients and to meet face to face. And over
right.
the phone isn't really so much fun, you know? So, but we have been able to work everything out. We do everything we can. I'm actually going to be doing a segment on Facebook, starting next week. I'm going to be
fun.
So Leah is our agent. She does Tuesday tips. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do Monday's motivation. And so that's all that is pretty much just helping everybody out in the insurance field, letting them know the ins and outs. And anybody who's not actually in the insurance field, they are being misinformed most of the time because, you know, everybody has their own little ways of thinking about it.
Absolutely.
Right? So what I want to do is I want to just help people kind of understand the insurance a little better.
I think insurance is one topic that people just you know, it's like insurance taxes. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
It's something you don't want to even think about. Something you don't want to go there.
No, you don't
and
want to talk about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. It's, this is the time to really look over your bills and really look and see what you're buying. And especially for insurance because, sometimes we're underinsured.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the other thing I was going to say too is, I know everybody wants to look at price and I understand that. And what we're going through right now is just a little small pinch of 2008 again, right? You know? So with a little more risk, I guess you can say, with the sickness. But when everybody wants to shop on price, what value are you getting out of that company?
Right.
You know, I understand saving a buck, but what I don't understand is saving a dollar to pay $10,000 later on down the road. You know?
Right.
And I know that might sound harsh, but it's the truth, and I'm going to be straight with my clients and always tell them, I understand saving a dollar. But at the same time, when you do have that accident or you need a claim on your house and that insurance company goes,
right.
hey, did you read that fine print? We're not doing that. And then you go, well, I saved a dollar by switching to you guys. Why not? You know.
So didn't the standard go up for us now, the liability?
Not yet. Not
okay.
until June.
So that's coming
June
up.
Is when it's going to come up.
What is the new liability limits?
So the new liability limits, and this is for auto.
Okay.
This is for your car policy, and this is for driving. So your state liability limits is going to be $25,000, $50,000, $25,000. The
okay.
old liability limits
yeah,
were
it was $15,000, $30,000, $10,000.
Exactly, yes.
So that was like the bare minimum that you could get. And that mm-hmm. $15,000, I mean, really covered
Nothing. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to anybody. If anybody is out there right now listening to this and driving with that coverage, I'm going to let you know you're underinsured. It
right.
does not matter what you think that you have insurance and you're good. If you are out there driving right now with the limits, the state minimum liability, you hit a car and you total that car that costs more than $15,000, that's coming out of your pocket, whether you like it or not. You know, because they can file against you. It's going on your insurance. It's going on the motor vehicle record. It's going on everything. So
that $15,000 basically doesn't cover their car, covers
the other. So when we talk liability, it's a
right.
third party.
Gotcha.
And when we talk third party, it's other people.
Gotcha.
Okay? So, and that's why I want to make this segment. I want to have my clients knowing everything.
Right.
And so what $15,000 is medical. Okay, so that $15,000 is going to cover medical expenses for the third party that you hit.
Gotcha.
So if their medical bills are over $15,000.
Comes out of your pocket.
Comes out of your pocket. That $30,000 is per occurrence. So if that whole occurrence is over $30,000, it's coming out of your pocket. And the last part is the $10,000. If that vehicle, and that's only for property. So when we say property, we're talking about vehicle. If that vehicle costs more than $10,000, let's say MSRP or however you want to say it, if it costs more than $10,000, that's coming out of your pocket. And I can tell you right now, the lowest MSRP out today is $17,000.
Wow.
The lowest brand new vehicle that you can buy is $17,000.
So the state minimum will be going up.
Yes.
So now you're saying that the new state minimum requirements effective June.
Yes.
Was June 1st, June, the beginning of June?
I want to say it was June 15th.
Okay.
Or June 20th. So we're looking right in the middle of June.
Middle of June. Mm-hmm. And so the new coverage is 25, 30, 25.
2550.
Oh, 2550.
25, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's amazing that it was so low in the first place.
Yeah, I mean.
But times have changed,
times
like we
changed,
said.
Exactly.
So everything now is starting to go up a little bit.
Yep.
And then you guys, are you guys rolling out anything new for homes?
Yes, we are. We are. We actually have a brand new product out.
Oh, wow.
It's called the Hedge product. So this is what American Family is doing for their clients and their new clients and everything.
Gotcha.
Pretty much everybody with American Family. This is American Family's product. This is a patent product from American Family Insurance. American Family is the only one to have this product, which is awesome too. So that's a value point. It's called the Hedge product. And what it is pretty much a security system for your home. On top of a security system, it gives you a discount on your home insurance too.
Whoa.
Well. So we give you a product. We also give you a discount for that product and you're more secured and safe in your home. So it really does.
So it's a camera for your house, like a security camera,
mm-hmm.
But it's not so that you guys spy on us.
No.
Making
not
sure.
Allowed.
Okay. But it's basically so that we feel protected.
Correct.
And we're able to protect our own homes.
Yes.
Oh, that's
yep,
fantastic.
Exactly.
Especially during this day and age. I mean, we all have, some of us have the Ring doorbells.
Mm-hmm.
That's been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things, you know. Yep. I can probably tell you, I've got a few cameras.
There's a lot out there, yes.
Yeah.
There is. However, the ones that are out there don't really help you with your insurance. So.
Yeah. So how would this help me with my insurance?
So what this does is it actually, it helps you protect your home with not having to make a claim, right? So we have the products that are out pretty much. What they give you is two water sensor devices and a camera, right?
Wow.
So this product, you're able to not have to make any claims because what happens is you put this under your hot water heater, you put this under your sink starts leaking, your hot water starts leaking, whatever the case may be. It notifies you right away.
Holy moly. So
yep.
It detects everything
it
that's
detects
going
right
on
away.
Your home.
Yep.
Wow.
And the camera inside your home, you can, you know, look at your home and see, make sure there's no burglars in your home and that stuff, just like every other one. However, this one allows, there's a special hearing sensor inside there that if your smoke alarm detector goes off, it notifies your phone and notifies you. Which allows you to go, okay, I'm not home right now, but why is that going off?
Fantastic.
There's smoke in my house.
Right.
Exactly.
So fantastic. So
mm-hmm.
It's just basically like another really great set of eyes that is really going to help you. So you're not making claims on, like you said, water damage,
mm-hmm.
smoke damage,
yep.
Fire in your house, anything. It's a preventative thing.
Yep. It's all preventative maintenance.
Wow.
And what this does is a lot of people, you know, think, oh, it's just a gimmick. But no, really, it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't make a claim, then we don't have to charge.
Right,
we don't
absolutely.
We have to worry about nothing. So it's a win-win situation for both client and business.
Gotcha.
On top of that, it's given to you, you know.
Fantastic.
So you can't lose on this product here that's coming out, which is awesome and amazing. I really think it's going to do a great job. And like I said, American Family owns it. So it's not like it's a secondary contract with anybody. So it's just your agent with your insurance.
Right. How do we get a hold of you, Trey?
So right now, my number is, since we're working from home, I'm going to go ahead and give my personal number because that's how we have to do it right now. My number is 928-642-3623. And if you want to, you can always go ahead and you can call the office too. It's going to transfer you over to the manager. Her name is Kelsey, amazing lady, and she'll help you out with anything else that you need to.
Perfect.
As well. So right now, since we are from home, that's how to get a hold of me.
Thanks so much for being here today, Trey Sonaria with American Family Insurance. Don't go away. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Hello, Radioland folks. This is Roxanne giving you a status update on Prescott Brewing Company. We are manning our phones when we can, with most asking if we are doing takeout food to go. I only have 30 seconds here, so the short answer is no. We are not at this time. We're using this time to make much-needed repairs to our kitchen flooring, so please be patient with us. We cannot wait to cook and serve you again. Prescott Brewing Company, doing the best we can to become fun and friendly again. Brewpub style. See you when we open.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Water's Garden companion plants for the month are poppy, columbine, purple plum, and our perfumed lilac.
The fragrance will remind you of visits to grandmother's house.
A truly outstanding lilac for the large flowers and captivating fragrance, and super easy to grow.
She is in a class by herself, even in the hottest of sun locations.
The more sun she receives, the more flowers you'll have.
Perfumed lilac can only be found at Water's Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Pratt.
You brought the office in-house. You set up a schoolroom in your living room. You're caring for the sickest among us, and you just keep bringing it. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we've never been prouder to back you up. To keep trucks running, thermometers working, each other connected. Because even as we stand apart, we are powerful together. So when you need us, we'll be here at your local Batteries Plus Bulb store, curbside and batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I've got some exciting news to share with you. I'd like you all to join us, Arizona's hometown radio group, as we raise $2,000 for groceries. We know that the local food banks are in desperate need of our help, so Cattle Country 94.3 and 103.1 KDDL will match pledges up to the total of $1,000 towards Chino Valley Food Bank. So go to the website cattlecountryradio.com and click on the virtual food drive link, and you'll be able to help us get food for everyone in need. Also, join Gregory Scott live April 24th, which is this Friday, this week, from 11 to 2 for the big finish. During this time, gift cards and food can be dropped off at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you all for joining us today, and thank you to my guests. I had J.C. Putney, Jason Putney with Crooked Canes. We were just talking to Trey Sonrio with American Family Insurance and Catherine Dunnington with Cats Artistic Designs. Thank you all, and we'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.